You've just tuned in to the Hate It or Love It podcast, hosted by Caleb Castile, Chris Stewart, mediated by Moy Cardenas. We'll be covering sports, pop culture, current events, and local dining, and more. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at hateitorloveit_pod. So kick back, pour yourself a drink, and tune in. And remember, Mountaineers are always welcome here.
What's up, everyone? You are back for another episode of the Hate It or Love It podcast. We're here. It's your boy, Moy. We got Caleb and Chris Stewart in the room. We're going to start things off a little somber today. Unfortunately, we had a recent passing of a family member. Caleb, I want you to talk a little bit about it.
I lost my cat a couple days ago. It's one of my best friends. Kind of sucks to talk about it, but I at least wanted to dedicate this episode to him. We all love him. Everybody knows him. 6 years old. It kind of sucks, but give a cheers right here for him, you guys. So cheers.
For you, Ty.
Yep. Drink to that.
Love you, Ty. So, basically, love your animals, cherish your animals, and cherish your friendships. You don't know how long they last.
Pets are family, man.
Yep.
Really are.
Getting into the episode, we're drinking Jim Beam today, Apple. Thanks to Moy. Yep. Really appreciate it, man. Going through the food chain right now, the drinks. So let's just get right into it. I mean, the biggest topic at hand right now is Antonio Brown. Literally, we're just sitting here right now. We just found out that he got released by the Raiders. Bye-bye, Antonio. What do you think, Chris? I mean, come on.
So I think that, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know what this guy's thinking. Because it's like wherever he goes, he's never happy. Right, he's just been nothing but drama since he got here. And I always said when he was with the Pittsburgh Steelers, if I'm Antonio Brown, I want a team that has a good running back, that has another good receiver, and a quarterback that can get me the ball, and also a coach that is pretty lax and let me do whatever I want. Pittsburgh Steelers, Mike Tomlin. He got to do whatever he wanted there. So he squandered that. He goes to Oakland, and it's going downhill. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what he's thinking. It's just been it's been just terrible. And the commercial or whatever that he put out, it was just – I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. I think it's crazy. First off, I have him on two of my fantasy teams, so
ooh,
kind of
– not good.
In the middle of nowhere right now. But – I like Antonio Brown a lot. I still like him, I'll be honest with you. I think what he's doing is crazy. I think he's got some issues. But I also think the Raiders knew what they were signing up for, right?
Right,
they know,
right.
They knew the head case they were getting. They know the diva. You want one of the best wide receivers in the game, you're going to get everything that comes with it. You're not just getting a creative player. It's just Antonio Brown. It's not like this happened yesterday. This happened for the past 5 years. They knew it was going to happen. They played games with him. He had the helmet thing. Okay, they understood that. But then Mayock or whatever started saying, okay, he needs to show up for practice. He needs to do that. Of course, Antonio Brown's going to be upset because you're talking about him. He isn't like that. So he says something, and then Mayock is just as much of an arrogant person as AB. So they're bumping heads. I mean, we saw Mayock on the NFL Combine for the past 8 years. He knows everything, bubble butt, like everything. If you guys haven't seen that, it's kind of funny. But other way, he's just talking nonstop, going back and forth on all this stuff. Antonio Brown's going to be upset. So, yeah, they got in an argument, and Antonio called him a cracker. And then that's what blew it up even more. So then he ended up getting fined. And the crazy thing is, they were allowed to fine him up to $215,000 for him to still be on the team and guarantee his money. They literally fined him $215,000 and $73.13.
So good for them.
$73.13 is what knocked him off from getting $30 million of guaranteed money.
But whose fault's that?
I mean, it's definitely his. He said release him. He talked the talk and he walked the walk.
Well, why do you still like him?
Because he's a man of his word until he does something different. I mean, he talks the talk, but he walks the walk, like I said, right? He still goes out there. He produces. He said release him. You don't want to pay me, release it. And he'll go somewhere else. He wasn't fighting back. He wasn't like, okay, well, I'll play week to week.
But what's the perfect scenario for him then? Because I just laid out how the Pittsburgh Steelers were.
I mean,
that was the perfect scenario for him.
The perfect scenario is be somewhere where they have a coach that isn't going to kiss his ass like Gruden was doing the whole entire time. And then two, but can be, you know, treat him like an adult, but also show that they like him, not like
Gruden. How's he not treating him like an adult?
Because he was saying, oh, I love Antonio Brown. I'm doing this, I'm doing that.
Blah, okay.
Blah, blah. And he was like, oh, well, you need to concentrate just on football.
He does. Blah. What?
Okay, he can concentrate on his life, though, too, right? I mean, I don't think he's right 100%. I'm just saying, if that's how he feels, at least he's man enough to back up everything and continue it. He's not saying something and then going into a hole after he feels the type of way. He's like, okay, they're going to take my money? Then take my money and then let me walk. I'll do my own thing.
But the problem is that he has a job to do. It's to play football. Play wide receiver for the Oakland Raiders. He's not doing that. There's always drama along the way. And that's why Gruden asked him, do you want to be a Raider or not? And then he got on his little tangent, oh, I'm more than just a player, or, you know, I'm a person, blah, 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 blah. I get that. He gets that. John Gruden gets that. But he's just, it's always drama with him. And I tell you what, and I told you this off the air, is that this guy better look at Terrell Owens. He better look at Chad Ochocinco. I could go down the line of these receivers that act like divas. They don't last long in the league, and their career ends up being ended way before than it should have. Terrell Owens could have played a couple more years. Chad Ochocinco could have played a couple years. A couple more years.
All right, listen to what he said, and we'll see. And then, you know, he went in to say it. He said, hey, Antonio's basically like, release me, free me. I don't want to play this anymore. And like you said, Gruden was like, you're a football player. You need to play football. And Antonio Brown's outspoken person. He posted on Instagram more than, you know, we post. I don't even know. I can't compare.
He's got all that noise with him.
That's what, I mean, I'm looking at the picture right now, breaking. Antonio Brown's been released. I mean, it's crazy. He's going to land somewhere. If I had to put money on it, I'd probably save him the Patriots. They took on Randy. They took on Ocho. This is nothing new to them.
Yeah, but, okay, so first off, Randy Moss is not nearly, is not nearly, he's not in that category of, like, drama queens. Don't get me wrong, he had his stuff too, but he's not like Ochocinco and he's not like Terrell Owens, which, by the way, I love Terrell Owens. But I don't even think it works at the Patriots. I think this guy is just never going to be happy. What's the perfect scenario for him? What is the perfect scenario? Because I don't see it. Like, whatever good scenario he had in Pittsburgh, he messed that up. He had a decent scenario with Oakland. I mean, I know they're not going to be all that great this year. He's just never happy. So I don't know what's going to make this guy happy.
No, I mean, I agree. It's definitely going all over the place right now, but he's going to end up good playing somewhere. You're not going to, it's not going to be the last day for Antonio Brown. I promise you that. Maybe not going to be all that money that he wanted. He's going to have to go somewhere, take a little less money for like a year, prove that he can do it, and then go somewhere. But I would bet $100 that he is going to be on a team within the next week.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's Antonio Brown, but like I said, it's just going to be the same thing over and over. Yeah. Guy's already set in his ways, right? And you know what? I'll tell you what, for the Oakland Raiders, probably not the best thing that they had Hard Knocks.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of Oakland Raiders, you play fantasy football, go pick up Tyrell Williams. He's the number 2 wide receiver. He's going to be the number 1 wide receiver now. That's a big, he's going to be in a lot of waivers, but in a lot of leagues, he's still available. In 60% of leagues, he's still available. You're welcome.
A fantasy plug by Mr. Caleb Castile.
So if the Patriots pick him up, do you think they're going to put up with all his drama?
Well, I mean, the Patriots, you know, they have a no bull policy. Like, Josh Gordon went there and he had all that drama and everything. He's still dealing with it, but he's still at least, you know, they're walking through it. They're helping get better. Same thing with Ochocinco. They help him get better, like, at least to the point where he could play that year. And Randy Moss, too. I know you said that Randy Moss isn't that big of a diva, but also, I'd make this point, and I don't think he's as big as diva, but we don't know because the world we're in today, it's a social media world, right? The only thing we saw...
Don't get on it.
But Randy Moss, he didn't have social media like that. There wasn't social media for Alice for him to get on. It's just like back then when they did, the newspaper was the only thing that we saw. We used to see scores
straight
of games.
Straight cash, homie.
See? And that's just one thing. That's him getting his car and leaving. So the thing, if he had social media, he wouldn't be putting stuff on there? I mean, it's a double-edged sword. We don't really know, but I'm just saying, think about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. It's a good point. We'll never know. But your boy's a drama queen.
Yeah.
And I used to like him too, but I...
Right now, business isn't booming too much. We'll see how it goes.
Just imagine being so, like, not privileged, but so, I guess, arrogant and talented that you're like, oh, $39 million or whatever he was guaranteed money, whatever. I'll just walk away from it. I don't care.
It's a whole nother class of rich right there. You know, speaking of insecurities, you think people that take a lot of selfies are insecure? This is random, right? I mean, do you think so? I mean, Antonio Brown's insecure. I mean, I don't know if he takes a lot of selfies, but those are characteristics of insecurity.
I mean,
insecurities.
What do you think? I'll let you go first, and then I'll give my rebuttal.
I mean, yeah, I do think that a lot of people, like the people that take a lot of selfies, I think they're insecure. Like, it's always got to be about me, me, me. You know, it's a selfie, right? It's just themself, right? And it's just like they, I don't know. That's just the way I feel. It's just always got to be about them.
Yeah, but I feel like with some people, but I feel some people just like to take pictures of themselves. It's their social media, but I'm saying not in an insecure way. Just like they like to post pictures, so people that are going on, they want to be in the picture. They just want to take a picture of what they're doing. They want to be a picture of them, or maybe they just want to take a selfie. Because, you know, just the same way people like to slide in people's DMs. Maybe they want someone to slide in their DMs, and that's the opening for them posting a picture. It's a two-way street, right? Like, if you slide in someone's DMs, you're sliding it because of something you saw, right? You're not just doing it because of some food.
No, that's not true. Maybe this person is like, man, they like tacos. I like tacos. Let me slide into DMs.
Date maybe? Question.
Yeah, date. You like tacos? I like tacos. You don't? No? It's all about looks? That's a chauvinist comment from you.
I never said that. I'm saying I've never even slid in anyone's DMs. I've spoken for it, so I don't know how that works. I'm saying, you tell me. How's it work?
That's a topic for another day. But back to my point.
No. Yeah. Chill with that. You want to say all the, you know all this info. Go ahead. What's the point? How's it work?
I'm not the sliding in DMs guru here, so all right. You're talking to the wrong person.
Moy?
Moy?
No comment.
So people that take a lot of selfies, you really don't think they're insecure. I mean, you think, I don't even know what the word I'm looking for here. They always got to be.
I mean, I think they're just, some of them are just full of themselves.
Okay, there it is. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They're not so they're insecure.
Either, okay, but
they just,
you'll agree it's either they're self-conscious or they're full of themselves.
It's got to be one of the, it's got to be either or, right? I mean, they're not doing it because they're ugly. They're not doing it because they think they're ugly. Why, if you think you're ugly, why are you posting pictures? Because you don't want people to make fun of you. Right?
Ugly is in the eyes of the...
But I'm saying, you're saying insecurity. That would be something that you think. Right? If you think yourself looks ugly, you're insecure about something.
You could be posting a selfie, see if you get some likes, and then you get past 20 likes, and you're like, oh, you know, maybe I'm not ugly after all.
That's true. Because sometimes, like, people who aren't, like, the most attractive, they'll post it and be like, what do you guys think, or something like that, and hoping people say, like... Or they'll, like, down themselves on purpose so people can say, oh, you're beautiful, like, and give them compliments because that's where they get their...
All the time.
Yeah, I think I agree with that, like, insecure-wise, but I'm saying just the idea. Yeah, yeah.
You want to know what really cracks me up? It's really cool, like, when people, like, lose weight and I'm offering, like, hey, post a picture, because I'll be the first to tell you. Like, I know a lot of people are like, no one cares about what this person's doing. Like, no, the stuff you see on social media, it influences you, right? But every time someone, like, you know, loses weight, good for them. I'm not where I want to be, but it's always, nobody's where they want to be, right? Everyone's just the same. But, you know, back to the point, I just think.
But some people, you know, on the other side of that, I get what you're saying, but I think some people do that because it helps motivate them. It's not so much about they want compliments for you. They want to keep themselves accountable. So they post things, they do things, because if they're posting it, if they're willing to come out of their box or their shell and post it and show I'm this far now, then they want everyone to see where they're at, so it keeps them accountable of like, okay, well, I did this good.
Right, right. And I think there is some good with that. Yeah. And some of it motivates me. I mean, I'll be honest with you. But what's really cool is, I will say this though, it is really cool to see people that post what they're doing, like you said, and back it up. Miss Emily Smith, I see you. My friend Emily Smith, she backs it up. That girl is working out every single day, and it shows. And she motivates me. Instead of working out once a day or once a week, it's three times a week. I'm working on it. I'm trending. But I think there are a lot of people, though, that the selfie thing, it gets me. Like, take a picture of yourself, but I don't need to see your face every week.
That is funny because you took a selfie right before we did this. I took a screenshot of it too, so I'll make sure to post that.
Well, that was marketing for the podcast. That's different. That's different. That's different.
So the new topic is,
do you think Chris
has self-esteem issues?
That's different. I'm marketing. It's different.
Guru.
I mean,
I'm trying to help us out.
I can see what you're saying as far as like, because there are those people that obviously they're attractive, And they take like 50,000 selfies all the time. Like their story is literally just selfies of them. And if you check their camera roll, I bet it's the same damn thing.
Well, that too. And it's just the people that really get me is like, if you're just a beautiful person, you know it. Don't post selfies and, you know, oh, you know, I'm not really that pretty, you know, all that stuff. Like, all right, now you're looking for attention.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Fishing for compliments.
Exactly. So, I mean, I don't know. It's just, I mean, I don't know. Antonio Brown's full of himself. Circle back around. But, you know, it. I guess there's two sides to everything, right?
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let us know what you think about this. Haterloveit_pod.
All right, so let's get off that. Either way, we appreciate it. We'll see what's up. So last week, we had some good, you know, traction going and everything. It appears that everybody likes the Chick-fil-A sandwich better than the Popeye sandwich. After a couple votes, that's what's coming in. I still, we don't have to get back into it, but I actually had Chick-fil-A last night for dinner, so I clearly must still like it. But I don't know if you guys noticed or not, so Popeye's sold out. They said they're taking a break on the selling the sandwiches, that it's just a craze because people are fighting. People are getting arguments with the coworkers because they're out of everything. Marketing I saw someone side. Literally bring in a whole chicken to say, here's the chicken, make the sandwich.
Get up.
I was just like, you got to be kidding me.
It's a marketing stunt, man.
I went to the one in Hagerstown. The entire lobby was closed. You could not go inside. And this was the last day they had the chicken sandwiches. I guess they're trying to protect the employees from like not getting yelled at. They said the inside is closed all day, but you can come through the drive-thru. I was like, damn, that must be really bad.
Over a chicken sandwich?
Yeah.
Over a chicken sandwich? Man, that's wild, man. Chicken. I haven't got to try it. I wanted to try it, but the lines were too long, and then a chicken place ran out of chicken. It's just, it's a marketing stunt. I mean, they're doing that on purpose.
Yeah.
You know, Burger King had a, it was like a marketing stunt. They had, you had to download the app, and you had to drive to the nearest, like, McDonald's. They had, like, the nearest McDonald's in the app. And you had to, like, confirm that you're in a McDonald's parking lot, and then you would get a Whopper for 1 cent if you drove to the Burger King. You had to do all this stuff for a 1 cent Whopper. But they called it one of their best marketing, like, plans, like, ever, because their app went from, like, hundreds, like, down, like, 300, 400, like, popular app to, like, number, like, 5 or 6, damn, somewhere around in there.
That's wrong.
So, you know, people do that stuff for, it's a marketing, just, you know, they're just messing with us. They're not really out of the chicken sandwich. They're just doing that to create more buzz, right?
Yeah, for when it comes back and everything.
Yeah, exactly. They just want to stay relevant, which, you know, I've always liked Popeyes, so they've always been relevant to me, but I've never seen Popeyes this busy before or talked about ever.
Well, Caleb, as our local marketing guru, what do you think about, like, them having the shortage if it is a marketing stunt? You think it's the right way to do it?
I mean, I think the reach was good. I think the purpose was good. I think the overall message was good. But, you know, honestly, I get it. The outrage was big. They're lucky that, you know, Twitter and social media really, they helped fuel that. Just, they did what they did. They went up against one of the, you know, the giants. It's almost like a new store going against Walmart. It's hard to do. It's almost impossible to do. But they did it, and you saw the outrage. I saw numerous people on social media posting them when they were there. It was full. I got people texting me saying that they literally turned around because the line was too long. It was ridiculous. So it worked. I mean, everyone was talking about it. It was going around. We talked about it. All of our other friends talked about it.
And we got a guy suing Popeyes because they ran out of chicken sandwiches. It's just getting out of control over a chicken sandwich. Which, by the way, the last week or so, I've seen so many of these. Sorry, y'all nobodies to me because after Wendy's chicken sandwich is not good. It is not good. But I see a lot of people, oh, Wendy's, that's the real OG. This is the best chicken sandwich out of all of them. And no, Wendy's is not it. Wendy's is good. Your chicken sandwich is not it.
Yeah, I don't think it's comparable.
Not
I
good, mean, yeah. Oh, it's not in the same category.
Bun, but
yeah.
Yeah, it's not the same category. I mean, yeah. I'm not going to be disrespectful, but
it's almost as dumb as saying Subway is one of your, like, best.
Okay.
Yeah, play seriously.
Y'all better be careful before Wendy's gets on Twitter and starts roasting y'all.
Hey, no disrespect to Wendy's. Yeah.
Well, whatever. Find my hat.
You're the one that said Subway was up there.
Sweet onion chicken teriyaki. I bet you everybody loves that.
Mud one. Butt. That's what that sounds like. Ah, man.
But on the other hand, speaking of being out of things, I saw this post, and I saw it in the news, actually. There's a shortage on White Claws. White Claw Summer 2019, baby. It's it's taking off.
No laws when you're on the claw, right? Baby.
I hate that saying.
It's true, though.
Yeah. I hate it. Everyone says it.
I robbed a bank earlier.
Almost bad as you selfie people.
I had a White Claw. I was good.
Literally, we were in Morgantown last weekend. That's all we drank, besides when we went out. But even at the tailgate, everything. No beers. We took beers with us, but it was just literally White Claws. Just White Claws and Claws and Claws and Claws.
Is that what you saw, like, in the parking lot? Were a lot of people drinking that, too?
Yeah, a lot of people had it. It was everywhere. We were in the store at Walmart, and literally, they're, like, because everyone's in college, right? But there was literally people's parents buying underage people White Claws. Like, we saw, and the mom was like, is this it? And the girl was like, you could tell she was scared. She's kind of standoffish, and she was like, yeah, mom, with, like, her head down, like, yeah, that's it. That's the one, or whatever. And getting, it's just funny to see, because, you know, parents let their kids drink at tailgates and stuff, I guess, if they're a freshman, which makes sense. But
way to close out Claugus.
Wow.
I like that one better than the ain't no laws when you're drinking the Claugus.
But I mean, what do you guys think? Like, if there's really, because they literally said they're producing as fast as they can't get with it. I mean,
man, that's true, man. They're not doing no Popeyes, you know. They probably are legit out.
Because I've been going to different stores and they're out. They have the Pears, which are disgusting. It's literally just straight up seltzer water that's spiked. Like, no flavoring.
No, I had the Trulies. That's Trulies. What they... they're not bad, Trulies. Yeah.
Well, I got a can in my fridge, bro. I'll give it to you for $100. Supply and demand.
Oh, I'm good.
Do you actually think they're that good, or is it just the hype behind them?
I mean, I think they're good. They're light. They, like, don't get... They're not heavy like beer. I mean, it's not like they're not that much healthier, but, I mean... Right. I wake up feeling a little better than I do if I drink, like, 10 of those and 10 beers.
You don't feel bloated.
I don't feel bloated. I feel a little more fresher. I feel refreshed. But
refreshing White
there's Claw. Literally, I've had at least different, like, 8 or 9 different, like, brands, like, besides White Claw. And I think, honestly, no bullshit. I think White Claw is probably the best one.
Yeah, White Claw is the best one, in my opinion. I mean, the Trulies, though, they're actually...
What's the one that Ashley said that was the best one that we got the other day?
Oh, man, what were they called?
I don't know. There's like a mermaid on it, right?
Which Ashley?
Yeah, it was. Oh man. I don't.
I'm trying to think.
Whatever.
I don't. Yeah, I can't remember. But the
she said those were the best.
Oh wait, I've got it right here. It's it says Spike Seltzer, Bon Viv.
Never heard of it.
All right. Yeah. It's in a blue can. It's. I mean, it's all right, but it's not. Jeezy Pete.
Yeah, I don't know.
Scoring update, you guys. WVU's down 17-0. 6 minutes to halftime, and this Missouri's completed a nice little 40-yard pass down the middle. So don't worry about getting your bowl tickets, folks. I think it's going to be one at home this year.
But the Trulies, they're good. White Claw's better. I think they're legit out of it. And, I mean, I wouldn't say White Claws are super, super tasty. I'd rather still enjoy a beer, but, like, if I don't want to get bloated, then, yeah, I'm going to drink White Claw. I mean, they're good. I mean, they're super popular. And
I don't even like the seltzer stuff, and I literally bought a case of them just because of Twitter. Like, I'm not even lying.
Yeah.
And I drank them, and I was like, oh, these aren't really that good, but I just got to join. I want to be like everybody else.
Remember, we were drinking them last summer.
Yeah.
Before they hit all the craze, so that was just kind of crazy. Like, this spring or whatever, they just blew up for no, like, I don't know why.
And there was a few people that knew about them before, it was, you know. At Becca, Elizabeth, they were drinking them like 2-3 years ago, right? And, you know, at the time, I was like, yeah, they're okay. But maybe they've gotten better over the time. But I did read that their White Claw profit is up 233% from last year. So, yeah, they're just, which, you know, they might not have been expecting this. So, yeah, I think they're legit out of it. And maybe Popeyes wasn't expecting it. I mean, but I don't know. If you're... I don't know. That's just... It just makes more sense for Popeyes to have if it's a marketing stunt. That's just my opinion.
Well, there's... Supply chain probably wasn't up to... You know, they never done it before, so you don't really know what the expectation of your product is going to be. And if you only... what happens, I think, a lot of is companies make a product and they think it's going to sell like crazy and it doesn't, and they just have an oversupply.
Right.
In these cases, I think they weren't expecting Twitter or Facebook or just social media in general to have the effect that it does, and they did not prepare because they didn't think it was going to do that well.
Right. So, yeah.
You know, I guess it's just setting your expectations. Do you want to over set them over and not sell enough, or do you want to set them under and then you're going to lose your buzz and then you're not going to even have enough to do anymore?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's, I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully I get to try one whenever they have it back. So.
True.
Yeah.
What do y'all think? Are y'all on the White Claw craze? So what do y'all think? Are y'all on the White Claw craze? Let us know in the comments. Hate or love it, pod.
Hold up, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished when I bought the Aston Martin. Y'all thought it was renting. Hey, shout out Meek Mill. Officially free off probation. Everything. Bless up. You know, that's something you have to deal with. That man was on probation for 10 plus years. That's wild. Finally free.
Finally
Philadelphia
free.
Raise up. Flag will fly.
Wasn't he in there in the first place because, like, the lawyer or the judge wanted him to, like, sell music? Listen to someone's music or something?
She wanted him to sign under someone that he knew. Not Roc Nation, not Jay-Z, one of the biggest moguls in the world. The judge was literally like, I can help you get off, I can help you do this, but I need you to sign under this manager that I know, blah, 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 like a nobody.
That's got to be conflict of interest, right?
Yeah, and that's what they are trying to prove. And like, literally, it was him and Nicki Minaj back there when the judge said this. Like, she was out to get him. There's a good documentary, actually, on Amazon Prime, if you guys have it. It's called Free Meek. And it goes about the whole entire story about how everything happened, how they got framed for all this stuff that they didn't do, and how the cops try to say that he was part of the shooting, and how he did all this stuff, and he didn't do anything of it, and just kept going on and on and on. And then, literally, Philadelphia is one of the most corrupt cities. There's been, like, 150 police officers that are actually, like, it might even be more than that, honestly, that ended up getting in trouble, showing they're corrupt, taking money, taking, like, drugs, doing everything, the basically stuff you see in movies. It's, like, real-life stuff, and, like, they're showing that the whole entire city is just corrupted, and they're trying to make a change, and Meek's one of the people that are trying to help make that change. Because he actually lived it, right? It's not somebody like, okay, you know, I can send a tweet out and do whatever. This is somebody that literally was on probation still fighting for the cause.
Right.
And I think that's...
And he's rich, too. Like, it happens to anybody.
Yeah.
He's rich, rich.
But also, reference Philadelphia, prayers up for Kevin Hart. If you guys didn't see over the past weekend, he got in a bad car accident. Like, I have no idea how he, like, so he had, like, really bad back injury. Oh, my gosh, they scored again. Sorry. A really bad back injury in, like, three different places on his back are severe. Like, and he literally was able to, like, walk away. I mean, fine until that point when he got to the hospital and everything. But he's with his family now resting. But if you saw a picture of that car.
It's crazy he's still alive.
Yeah.
Crazy they're all alive.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That thing was smashed.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's crazy, man. It can happen, you know, any time, really. But yeah, that car was it's in some bad shape. But it's, you know, it's good that he's supposed to make a full recovery. So
good for him, chocolate dropper.
Yeah, Dave Chappelle's still better, but
that's true.
Speaking of Dave Chappelle, what did you think about?
So I have been a big Dave Chappelle fan, still a big Dave Chappelle fan. I mean, here's the thing, he said it. You get on Netflix, you clicked into his face. You clicked on his face to watch the show. So, you know, if you're offended, don't watch it. Like, and I hate where comedy's going now, right? Because people are getting offended. Well, that's what comedy does. It offends people. So if you're going to get offended, don't watch it. But yeah, I thought it was great. I thought it was funny. I mean, he's definitely...
he hasn't changed.
He hasn't changed. We've changed. But whether that's a good thing or bad thing, you know, we'll find that out in the future. But... he's definitely he's getting close to that line, right? With, you know, a lot of stuff that he says, but I mean, I enjoyed it. I definitely laughed quite a bit. What'd you think?
I mean, I thought it was funny. I thought it was, you know, it's Dave Chappelle. We all know,
right.
You know, what you're walking into, what you're clicking on,
right?
I'm not. That does not mean that I agree with everything that he
says. Oh no. Yeah, I'm not saying I agree with everything. I'm just saying from a comedy standpoint, right?
Yeah. But the crazy thing about it too. Like, a lot of it was not okay to say. But even if he would have said this 5 years ago, everyone would have pretty much been okay with it.
Yeah.
Like, they'd be like, oh, right, that's really funny, blah, blah, blah. It comes to show you how far or how, you know, how much progress we've actually made about seeing people's differences and things about them, not to make it something, like, serious. But, like, 5 years ago, that stuff was okay. If you even look at stuff like in The Office, everyone loves The Office, but a lot of the stuff they say and a lot of stuff they do is
Steve Carell
would not be okay.
Oh, it wouldn't make it today.
Yeah, like the way he talked about women and everything right now. And that's a classic. Everyone loves The Office.
Right.
That would not be okay right now. That show would have got shut down half season in.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy to think, but...
Well, here's the thing, though, with the Dave Chappelle and the... Some of the stuff, all right, yeah, people can make that argument, and you probably shouldn't say that, but... For some of the stuff, like the Michael Jackson, like stuff, Michael Jackson was found innocent, right? And we talked about this a couple weeks ago. So, to me, it's okay if he has that opinion. If he has that opinion since he was found innocent that he chooses not to believe the accusers, and that's his opinion. I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm not saying I disagree with it. I'm just saying he has that right to have that opinion. Okay. So, you can't fault him for having an opinion about an innocent person. You know, I mean, we could... Go down the road of all kinds of celebrities. You know, you got O.J. Simpson posting everywhere on Twitter. He was found innocent. DNA doesn't say so, but he was found innocent. So to be consistent, I guess you could have an opinion that he's actually innocent. I don't know why.
Put an asterisk by his
name. Yeah, we'll put
it,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, okay.
But, you know... So, yeah, I mean, he can... There's some stuff that he said in there. Well, okay, he can have an opinion about that. And then some stuff people are going to be upset about. Long story short, I enjoyed it. I always enjoyed Dave Chappelle. I missed the Dave Chappelle show.
If they're offended now, just imagine them watching Dave Chappelle show now.
Oh, like, yeah. Dave Chappelle show would not...
It made fun of everybody. It made fun of every race. It made fun of every stereotype. Like, it made fun of everything. And that's why I think... People were more accepting because it didn't just target one. It targeted Latino, Asian, African-American, anything you could think
of. He makes fun of himself, too.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, it's just comedy. When do we get to the point where you can't make fun of things anymore because everybody's going to get offended?
Right.
That's the point of comedy, you know?
Yeah, you got to be able to, like, take it. And it's just know that it's all for, you know, fun and games. Update, 24-0, Missouri.
Bad guys.
Caleb, what do you think about our season? What's it going to look like? Give some predictions for WU football.
Well, if we stay with the quarterback that we have now, it's going to keep looking like it does today. But that doesn't mean if we change quarterbacks, it's going to look any different. I don't think we're going to get too hot right now after watching this game and watching last week. I was at the game last week. Glad we won. But the whole entire time I was sitting there thinking, like, we barely won that game against D2 school.
Number two.
Not D2. But
number two in FCS, yes. By the way. They're good. All right. They're good.
They're basically a D2 school. Sorry, all the JMU fans. But that's bad for us. We won by one touchdown against them. And I was sitting there, and we looked terrible.
Grind it out.
Yeah, we looked terrible. He's doing the same exact thing that he did last game. I'm going to put it now as if we're 500, I'll be happy. Actually, I'd rather us not even be 500 because if we're 500, then we're bowl eligible. And I'm okay with not being bowl eligible at this point.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, the thing is, I don't really care about the bowls anymore, because Nick Saban called it out. As soon as this college football playoff started, you know, he said, it's a bad idea, you're going to diminish the meaning of the bowl games, and the bowl games have been diminished. A lot of star players don't play in it, and I mean, you saw Will Greer last year didn't play, you know, and I'm not faulting him for it, but the bowl games, they don't mean anything to me. You get to see next year's players. So, yeah, I don't care if we go to a bowl. And now, since we have the college playoff, it's either you go to the college playoff or I don't care at all, to be honest with you. So, we're definitely not going to college football playoff this year. So,
yeah. Bad for my man Neil over here. Neil Brown, first-year coach.
He'll right the ship. I mean, he's a good coach, and he's got to get his players in there, right? But, I don't know. This year could be pretty bad. 3-9, maybe? I don't. You know what? To be honest with you, I don't even know...
Like,
I see another. I think we beat Kansas. I don't know. It's dicey. It's dicey. Was Kansas going to be good in the future? We got Les Miles now. He's a great coach, but yeah, it's going to be dicey for us. Long season. Just like for my Redskins, but we might get a win.
LOL.
This Sunday against the Eagles.
Oh, the trash team.
Yeah, the trash team.
Okay.
Y'all want to put 50 up?
Nah.
All right.
Then. I ain't that confident.
Chris already got a tab of 3,000 with you, so.
Yeah, right?
Nah. Trashy city. Trashy fans.
Chill.
Trashy team. We'll see. Trashy Caleb.
So earlier, Caleb, you said Nicki Minaj. something happened with her recently?
R.I.P. She just left the club. Apparently, Nicki Minaj just retired, so and we're we can not, all be happy now. We don't have to worry about it anymore.
Nope, we're not doing that.
What do you mean?
Why
is everyone disrespecting Nicki Minaj? You know what the thing is,
she should have retired 3 years ago.
She is the modern
She's so worried about
Brown,
Meek falling off. She's the one that fell off.
Yeah, look, she opened up the door, or reopened it, for a lot of these artists that are out now. The Cardi B's, yes, and I love Cardi. But Nicki Minaj is to thank for that, man, because she kind of, I don't want to say reinvented, like that, you know, women rapping like that, if, that's nothing new, right?
Oh, not Lil' Kim, not Eve.
That's what I'm saying, though. She brought it back, though. She, like, kind of like, hey, not this stuff still sells, right?
You mean when Safari was writing her music, right?
Man, it doesn't matter, man. You still got to be able to perform, even if she's not writing her music. Come
she
on,
hasn't
man.
Killed us since Monster.
Some people say Drake has a ghostwriter. Some people say Drake has a ghostwriter. Yeah, y'all don't want to believe it because it's Drake. But
even if he does, at least he's still putting out hits. Where's she at now? What's she doing?
Man.
What's the last good song that she put out?
All right, Wayne doesn't put out any good music now, and y'all still say Wayne's great?
His legacy is great.
He is great. He still shows flashes, some verses that he's still Wayne. Now, it's not consistent.
He still hadn't jumped on and hit the lighter in the beginning.
Sparked that's what it is.
Yeah, his that's rock, probably what's missing.
His rock album was good, by the way.
It was good.
But
me and Moy used to bump that in college.
Name
man.
Three of the songs on there.
Paradise, On Fire, Prom Queen.
Prom Queen. That was.
I can keep going. Let It Rock with Kevin Rudolph.
Oh God.
Wayne's World.
It was a good album.
Let It Rock.
But anyway, back. So I guess that
you're saying that's one of the good songs in there. Let It Rock.
No, I said it's a song on there.
It wasn't bad.
Knockout. Oh, that's an older song, but that's a good one.
Let It Knock Out.
What's the one song? Are you into white girl?
That's literally Knockout.
Oh, all right. That song. Yeah.
Back to it. So.
Oh, gosh.
Cardi B or Nicki? Who do you got? Let's take votes.
Cardi.
Okay.
You gotta roll your R.
Okay. Oh, my God.
All right. Back to this. I'll go with Cardi. I mean, I just like Cardi's music better, but, I mean, old Nicki's great, though, too. So, Cardi could fall off just like Nicki, right? So, pump your brakes.
She about to fall off with all them damn legal issues she got going on. She got, like, 4 lawsuits going on or something
she
like that?
She was stealing. Trying to make ends meet.
Innocent until proven guilty.
Just
so, we'll see.
Make it. Oh, speaking of, what do y'all think about...
I already know what you're going to say. Go ahead.
Trey Songz, man, they got him on the intro of Power, and people are upset.
Take
they said
it
to get
off.
Joe back.
Get Joe back. Take it off, man.
This is a big rich town.
Okay. Well, take you off. Take Trey Songz off.
I'm not a fan of it either. It doesn't have that grit. It doesn't have like the.
What do you think about the first 2 episodes?
It's good. I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's getting crazy. I'm not going to give away anything. Don't know where people are at, but.
And if you haven't watched Power, watch it, right?
Yeah, definitely watch it. Speaking of good shows to watch, I don't know if either one of you watch. You guys need to watch Snowfall. It's on FX.
Saw you talking about
it.
The
cocaine one?
Yeah, it's very good. It's like they're in like California, like Compton and everything, and they're like, there's this kid, and he starts selling drugs. He meets this guy, and like basically he gives him cocaine and ends up making the figuring out how to make crack out of cocaine, and that basically starts the crack epidemic in California.
Oh, shit.
And all from this kid, at least, like, you know, the way they're portraying in the show.
So based in the 80s, then, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it ties in, like, the cartel and all this stuff.
Hey,
it's a crazy show. Yeah, it's definitely worth a watch. It's season 3 right now. Some people are even saying it's better than Power. I've seen it on social media. They're saying, yep, they...
Wow.
Yeah. So
I'll have to check it out. You know what show is also good? And you're going to have to correct me with the name. I talk about it. It's on HBO. Euphoria?
Yes. Oh, Euphoria. Yeah, sorry.
Man, Ashley and I started watching that, and it's just, I'm not going to lie to you, it's a little
raunchy
for me sometimes, man. I'm like, man, this is, well, that's HBO, though, man. HBO will show some aggressive shit.
Well, it's crazy, too,
because it's a good show.
You know, normally they'll show naked females and everything, now showing naked males, you know, equal opportunists, one might say.
Right.
HBO, that's the thing, is third
ahead of the game. Yeah.
You see, like, males walking around complete 100% naked or whatever.
Yeah.
And now they're doing this show. But, I mean, I would say it's literally, like, 13 Reasons Why. But on steroids, like the X-rated version of like how high school is and how things are and how everyone's different. And there's like people you don't even know who they are, what they are, or what they claim, or like what's their background. And this is like the...
I have to watch that.
Literal, like,
I've heard about it, but I've never watched it.
Oh man, it's good.
I just anything saw Drake, you can think of Drake tweet about that. It or something.
He tweeted. I don't know. Maybe
is that the show with Zendaya in it?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, he did tweet about it.
It's raunchy.
I didn't know what it was about. I might have to check it out.
Yeah, it's a good show. It's just super raunchy. I mean, but I started watching 13 Reasons Why, like the first episode, a little too depressing for me. So.
Yeah, I mean, the new season came out. It is sad at points, but it shows you a lot of things like that you don't notice that goes on like in the world or like when you were a kid or like the cause and effect of one person doing something to their self and how many people it affects outside of that rather than just their self. But I don't know. It's nuts.
Yeah.
Chris, stop playing footsies with me. But either way, you know, you guys let us know some good shows that you think we should watch or some that we might have left out. I mean, we only talked about two shows, so I hope we left out some good ones. But this is pretty much it for today. We appreciate you guys listening. Tune in for episode 5 coming soon to a theater near you. Like always, follow the links. Be talking to you guys soon.